Hey, it's Chris Jackson, and look who my guest is. It's Robert Berry. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Chris. How are you, man?
I know you got something big going on. I'll just tell people, you know Robert Berry, longtime Bay Area musician, played with Sammy Hagar. You know he played with Three, with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer, and, of course, Hush and Robert Berry Band, and now in the Greg Kinn Band. And did I, what did I know, Ambrosia, I know I left a bunch out.
Chris, it sounds like I can't keep a job is the problem.
Well, here he is now with Three again, Keith Emerson, Carl Palmer, and Robert Berry, but Three is different. It's 3.2.
Yes.
Explain to everybody what you're doing now. This is a big deal.
Well, you know, it wasn't supposed to be a big deal. Keith Emerson and I decided to do a follow-up to the first Three album, which had a top 10 hit. 27 years later after the first one, and in the middle of it, he died. And we had five songs written and 20% of his work done. I decided to finish it just because my dream for 27 years to do another album with Keith. It wasn't to make $1 million off a hit record. It was do another album with the guy who inspired me, taught me so much, and I just loved as a friend. So I decided to finish it. A record company really wanted to release it. I was a little worried about that. They released it. And it sold out in five countries by noon on Amazon the very first day of release. And all of a sudden, people were saying, we're so glad that you put out his last effort and finished it. We think you did it justice. He'd be proud. We love it. We can hear him in the music. All these things that I wasn't expecting. And a manager calls and says, we got to put you on the road. And of course, my comeback, and I've told you this before because we've known each other a long time. I said, you know, about 10 years ago, that would have sounded really good. But now I'm thinking, okay, on the road, okay, in the back of a van.
You didn't expect that. You didn't expect it to lead to this.
No, you know, I've been very lucky. My path always leads me somewhere. Like when Greg Kinn called me right there from your radio station and said, hey, you want to be in my band? You were there on the phone, you know, with them. Those things have happened to me. I've been lucky, but not on my own. And this guy says, no. It's time. You know, your 30 year of music, what you've done, you've had a hit record with Keith Emerson and Carl, Ambrosia, all the stuff he mentions, you need to do that history and take it on the road. So I said, okay. So now what I'm buried in is, you know, getting the tour bus, designing T-shirts for the artist, getting them pressed, getting the backstage passes, the hotel booking. It's immense what you have to do. The manager is taking care of all this, but it still comes down to me saying, yeah, good idea. Let's do that. Because instead of being part of something, now I'm the guy. That's scary. You know, it's like, okay. Oh, by the way, I got to have a bunch of change for the merch drawer. Oh, I do? Okay. Yeah. Fives and tens. Okay. Yeah. And there's so much to do.
Wow.
And the band's been practicing here at the studio for 3 days. I got some great players. The manager has a 29-city tour. You know, we're going to do 4 warm-up shows on the West Coast. Then we're going to Canada and up and down the East Coast. And you can hear my voice probably. I'm so excited about it. I get to play stuff that I've never played live that was well-received around the world, like my time in GTR with Steve Howe. We're doing one of those songs. It's just really great stuff. My tribute series to Magna Carta, where I did Carnival 9 by ELP and Roundabout by Yes, where Steve Howe did it with me, get to play that for the first time live. And the band, I have Paul Keller on guitar, my longtime friend and great guitar player. You know Paul. He is smoking hot on this thing. I have Jimmy Keegan from a band called Spock's Beard, which is one of the newer progressive bands that did really well. An incredible player. He also played on the big Santana album. He was a child actor, did a thing with Sylvester Stallone. Really great guy. And on keyboards, I got this guy from New York. You got to see Andrew Collier. He was crazy to say yes when I called him, but he said yes. And he's not regretting it yet. But let me tell you, the stuff he has to play, I don't want the job. I mean, you know, it's really hard.
It sounds like a great band. So this tour is Robert Berry life.
Well, it is. In my 30 years in music, you know, the successes or the behind-the-scenes successes, you know, touring with Ambrosia, the different things I've been able to do, it's all going to be put into one two-hour show. The band is called 3.2, featuring Robert Berry, because it is a band. And Keith and I decided to call the album 3.2, or the band, because the first band was called Three, if I cannot confuse people too much. We were called Three, at a top 10 hit. And this was the second version of 3.2. So that's what we're calling it.
Well, there you go. You heard it from Robert Barry. And I'm Chris Jackson. And find out more on my blog, kfox.com. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. See you soon.